to Jamar Dotson, offensive lineman for Tampa Bay. Tamar, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man.
Hey, so what's it like playing for Jameis Winston? You know, he's got that, you know, kind of the swag to bring you guys back every time. What was that like for you guys today?
It felt good. I mean, we believe in that guy. He's a natural born leader. You know, he's a guy that, you know, no matter what, he never get too high, never get too low, and he's always pushing us, man. So we got much respect for him, and he's just a guy that's gonna fight to the end, and we believe in him. So you know, when we got in that huddle, you know, with a couple minutes to go and down by two, you know, we had no doubt that we was gonna, you know, take the ball. We knew that if we give him the time that he needed, you know, he's gonna find the receivers that he needs. So, you know, we just believe from day, you know, from when we got in that huddle, and we believe that we can take it downfield.
So the Giants take the lead late on the touchdown. What does your coach Dirk Koetter tell you guys as you guys get prepared to go onto the field for the comeback drive?
Just 2 minutes. You know, we practice 2 minutes like almost every day. So, you know, it's no different than practice. You know, so it was just like, hey, 2 minutes, let's go. You know, so it's nothing new for us. You know, we do the same thing in practice, you know, every single day. So we was prepared for this moment. You know, that's what you practice for, you know, moments like this. And you can see that, you know, Jameis was poised, you know, found the receivers that he needed. You know, we protected up front, and guys caught the ball they needed to catch. So, you know, it was just like practice, you know, guys brought, you know, the practice to the game.
Now, what was your biggest concern today going against this Giants D-line? A lot of people talk about them, especially going into the season. What was your guys' biggest focus and concern for this game?
They got two good pass rushers. You know, that was the biggest concern for us. We know Vernon was a little banged up. You know, we didn't know if he was going to play or not. You know, he had an ankle problem, so I think, you know, he was hobbling around on the ankle. You know, JPP on the other side, he's a hell of a pass rusher, so we knew that, you know, we had to, you know, stop those guys. And they got that plays, you know, in spurts. You know, I don't think JPP plays hard all the time, but, you know, when he does, he goes. You know, so and we knew that we had to, you know, stop that pass rush.
So you got a short week now. You play New England on Thursday Night Football. What's it like to have the short week knowing it's coming after a game like this?
There's some pros and cons to it. You know, I think the pros is that you don't really have to practice. You know, it's just everything's walkthrough.
Right.
You know, that's the pros to it. I think the cons to it is that, you know, you don't get that chance to rest. You know, like you play a game on Sunday, your next game Sunday, you got Monday and Tuesdays, you know, it's recovery day. And then you're back to work on Wednesday, so you don't get those days. But, you know, you just walk through. You're not going to do it. We're not going to do anything physical. It's just going to be all mental. So, you know, you get that time, you know, to rest. And then the other pros to it, you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off.
Right.
You know, you got a little short, like a little mini bye week. So it's some good things to it.
He is Tamar Dotson, offensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Congrats on the big win today, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.